Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Rodney's Big
it's
Show.
Unbelievable. Rami just teased me what he was going to tell me next break before we came on the air. I feel like I'm listening to the radio in breaks now.
I'm doing a show on and off the air.
Just amazing.
I tease you what's going to happen from segment to segment. I tease Sparky what's going to happen from break to break.
Right, that's literally what just happened.
It's like reality radio.
I wish we were on satellite and it was just 4 hours of just us talking with no commercials and I could just say what I say to Sparky during breaks on the air. Before the break, I teased the voice of Villanova basketball, play-by-play announcer Ryan Fannin joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show. And what do you know? There he is on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Ryan, how are you this afternoon, sir?
Great to be on with you guys. Just got back from New York, and what an unbelievable 24 hours, what an unbelievable 24 months it was with the Wildcats winning a couple titles. And, wow, DiVincenzo, you guys got an unbelievable young man and a great star in the making in the NBA, in my mind, no question about it.
Yeah, and that's an outstanding run that they've had over there at Villanova. Congratulations to you and everybody involved. Can you clear something up for folks around here? I tried to clear it up to open the show, but you could do a much better job of it than I can being in the position that you're in. There's this misconception amongst some Bucks fans who aren't happy with the pick that DiVincenzo is a one-game wonder, that he made a name for himself with a 30-point performance in the finals last year and didn't really do anything other than that. Folks saying he wouldn't have been drafted until the second round if he didn't do what he did on that stage. Clear that misconception up for folks that he did a lot more than that in his time at Villanova.
He absolutely did, and I think here's a guy that the thing in Jay Wright's program that is cannot state enough is the player development within the time they get there. You hear so much about recruiting rankings and all that, but the player development within Villanova is absolutely off the charts. Watching Dante DiVincenzo, he came in and he had that look his freshman year when he had the foot injury and had to redshirt his first year. He always had a build and the height and the athleticism. And I remember seeing him early on and thinking, it's just a matter of time before his confidence grows and his games blossoms that he's going to be an NBA player down the road. You could see it from when he first came to Villanova out of being the Delaware Player of the Year. But this year, on the best team in the country that went 36-4 and won their six tournament games by an average of 17.7 points per game, this is a guy that averaged over 13 points a game, 4.5 rebounds, shot 48% almost from the field, and close to 40% from three. He was a very, very huge part of the greatest team in Villanova history and one of the best teams we've had in college basketball, candidly, in the last two decades. So he is absolutely not a one-game wonder.
It appears to us that he plays with some swag. How is he off the court? How is he with teammates? How is he in the locker room?
He is he's just a cool customer. I mean, I travel with him, and he is just incredibly respectful. He's so well-liked. He just, you know, he'll sign any autographs. He's great with kids. His parents are great people. I mean, he is just this is the thing that I'm always amazed at when I travel with Villanova, and it starts with Jay Wright at the top, because Jay Wright, just the culture and the kind of respect you got to have to be a Villanova player, and he recruits great kids from great families. So they come, and then they get tutelage under Jay, and they leave, and they're so mature, and they're ready to go. And even though he was a sophomore this year, he was a redshirt sophomore. So he's had 3 years in college. I think the whole Milwaukee community is going to love this young man. He's a class act every way, shape, and form.
Let's talk about him on the defensive side of the floor. What can Bucks fans look for on that side of the floor?
He's an able defender that loves getting after it, loves taking charges. You know, he's a combo guard that has an underrated handle. I mean, people talk about him as a shooting guard and all the hype about the Michigan game, but he's a combo guard. He can handle it very well. He can play point and did for us at a lot of times when Brunson needed a rest during his time. And, you know, in the combine, he had that leading 34.5-inch standing vertical leap. I mean, he's a tremendous leaper. And he's a guy that, you know, at Villanova, Jay gives the guys incredible offensive freedom. But if you don't play hard, you don't play at Villanova. So the defensive whole mindset is there in a huge way. And in the NBA, we know most teams don't play defense till the playoffs anyway. But this is a guy that actually will come in and want to play defense.
And that's the other thing that goes along with this dude in general, and I think why the Bucks really liked him and why I'm excited for him, and this is who I wanted the Bucks to pick myself, and that is kind of knowing your role and fulfilling that role that's asked of you by the head coach. Clearly, that's what happened at Villanova. And in Milwaukee, he may start, but more than likely, he'll probably come off the bench, at least in year one, and being able to accept that role and then doing it to the best of your abilities without causing a problem.
He played 40 games, all 40 games for Villanova this past year. He came off the bench in 30 of those 40 games. He embraced the six-man role. He embraced the team concept. He was the sixth man of the year in the Big East. He was the outstanding player of the Final Four. You know, there's a lot of talk about the 31 points against Michigan, but he had 15.6 rebounds in Villanova's throttling of Kansas in the semifinal. I mean, he's a guy that I think all of our draft picks I'm so excited about, but DiVincenzo's upside to be a star in the NBA, to me, is really there.
Tell us something about Dante DiVincenzo that we might not know.
Let me go back to your swagger about him. He'll be a guy that I think that you all will find that will end up being someone that will – you know, I love the Midwest. My mom's from the Midwest. Not that that matters, but I've been out there a lot is my point. And he has this friendliness, this great Midwest feel to him in a way. I just think he's a guy that off the court, on the court, in the community, he's a guy that could end up being just, because he just gets so much better every year. And I can't wait to see him. And if he can get the time and the fact that, you know, new coach wants to run out there in Milwaukee, and he's so good in the open court, I can't wait to watch it evolve. I think you're going to see the best way I can describe him is so well-rounded and a guy that the whole community is going to love out there in every way, shape, and form. I'm just thrilled for him. And, you know, they always say it's your time to go when they're ready to draft you. Well, you know what? He showed not only by his performance late in the year, but he showed it all year. And then the way he performed in the combine and the way he impressed NBA executives and all those personal meetings, there was no doubt in my mind. I had him going in the 16 to 21 range going into last night, and he landed right there. And the Bucks obviously were dying for him not to go at 15 or 16. And he came right into their lap at 17, and they got the guy that they clearly said they wanted. And we're thrilled at Villanova for him, and you guys should be thrilled to get a great young man that can really play. And here's the other thing. There's always a couple guys in the draft that get to teams, and they don't even truly love basketball. It's been like, well, you know, I'm good at it, and I'm going to try to work hard. This guy loves it. He wants to get in the gym. He is a huge workout guy in terms of that intangible that every team wants to have. A guy that truly, truly loves the game. You're getting a gym rat.
Talking with Ryan Fannin, play-by-play announcer for Villanova basketball here on the Wendy's Big Show. Before we let you go, there was another guy from those Villanova Wildcats that I wanted to ask you about, and that's Jalen Brunson. This is a kid who won two national championships there, won the championship at his high school, a high school that I grew up just down the street from. So I'm a big supporter of Jalen Brunson, and I sort of followed him through the reading the Chicago Tribune and just a lot of friends and family that I have in the area who watched him in person. And I don't understand how a kid with that pedigree, in terms of what he accomplished both on his as a team, as a member of a team, and individually, slipped so low in the NBA draft. What is it about his game, do you think, that folks don't think translates to the next level?
I think they don't think he's an incredible athlete. And we know so many of the guys that went last night, they get drafted on potential. And they get so caught up in, oh, he's got to have that high motor. He's got to be just an off-the-charts athlete. And Brunson has everything. But he's not, like, lightning quick. And he's not that crazy athlete sometimes that you see that gets picked in the first round. But I had him in that 26 to 30 mix. And if he didn't go there, I thought at worst he would slip between 31 and 35. And boy, the Mavericks are going to find the greatest winner in Villanova history. I mean, that kid, you know, I'm very high on DiVincenzo. But in terms of a single player that made a bigger impact in Villanova basketball history, I don't think you'll find one bigger than Jalen Brunson. He is the all-time biggest winner, simply winner, that I've ever been around. Everything is about winning and doing it the right way, and that's why he was so unselfish this year, and he still won National Player of the Year, because it's all about his team and that whole culture that Jay builds. That's what all these teams are going to be thrilled to get these Villanova guys, because they're not about themselves. They're about how can I help make the team better, and if I do, things will happen good for me as a product of that.
That's Ryan Fannin, play-by-play voice for Villanova basketball, and our guest for the last few minutes here on the Wendy's Big Show, giving us some really great insight on Dante DiVincenzo, the first-round pick of the Milwaukee Bucks. Do you have a nickname for him that you coined while he was playing at Villanova? I know Gus Johnson, who does Bucks games, he coined him the Big Ragu. Did you have a nickname for DiVincenzo while he was out there?
You know, we had some fun with that one, and he was referred to as the Michael Jordan of Delaware.
That's another one I've heard, yeah.
Delaware, because he just was, I mean, you see some of the highlights, and even back at high school at Louisiana in Wilmington, Delaware, just he'd take off for a dunk, you figure, how is he going to get to the rim, and he did. So those were the two big ones that we had for him. But you know what? Like I said, it's the versatility, and anything that the coach asks him, go do for us, he's going to go do. His versatility, his ability to shoot, defend, rebound, score in transition, score pull up, attack the rim. You got a great one. I'm really bullish on him.
Ryan, thanks a lot for the time and the insight, man. Really appreciate it.
You guys have a great night. Great joining you. I look forward to being out there to take on Marquette next year in a Big East game. Take care, fellas.
Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it. And Ryan Fannin joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval process from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.
Sight and Sound Solutions, get a hold of them today, and Al will help you get a great deal. I've had DirecTV now for quite a while. What is it, 4 or 5 years? Love my DirecTV. You will love your DirecTV too. They got a great promotion going on. $99 a month to start. AT&T home phone, AT&T internet. You get DirecTV, includes the choice package, which comes with Fox Sports Wisconsin. Plus, you also get AT&T home phone and AT&T internet, which I said, DirecTV installed within just a couple of days of calling Sight and Sound Solutions. That's why you call Sight and Sound Solutions and not the 1-800 number. They can get it hooked up for you quicker, and the customer service is out of this world. Call you a couple days after they hook up your DirecTV, make sure you're good. Call you a couple weeks, make sure you're still good. Couple months, make sure you're still good. And then after that, if you have any issues with DirecTV, call Al back at Sight and Sound Solutions, and he'll get everything taken care of for you. Plus, you get their Genie, their home DVR, 1,000 hours of recording time on there, which is a beautiful thing. If you have kids like we do, you'll grow to love that. Plus, the NFL Sunday ticket for the upcoming football season, only on DirecTV for no extra charge. That's every out-of-market game, every Sunday, plus watch games anywhere on your favorite device. Call Sight and Sound Solutions today, 262-754-1500. Again, NFL Sunday ticket for this coming season at no extra charge. If you call today and you get this package, you will get an exclusive offer of $400 in Visa cards, $400 in Visa cards by calling Sight and Sound Solutions today, 262-754-1500. NFL Sunday ticket, automatically renews each season, prevailing rate, unless canceled prior to the start of the season. Select international games excluded, remote access to one game at a time. Data charges may apply. Call for details.
We'll reset the big topics discussed on today's big show, give you the final say on them. Great Lakes Dragway, Pickle Lane next on the Wendy's Big Show. It's the Wendy's Big Show, and it's time now to reset the big topics discussed on today's big show. It's called Great Lakes Dragway, Great Lakes Dragway, Pickle Lane. Easy for me to say. I should have just let Big Voice Guy do it. But Great Lakes Dragway is open for business, and not just to go watch the races, but you can go and actually race your own car right there at Great Lakes Dragway,
versus,
right, Sparky?
Drag racing.
Yeah, don't go out and do it in the streets.
Race at the actual place you're supposed to drag race.
Do it the smart way. Do it in a controlled, professional environment over there at Great Lakes Dragway. You can get information on how you can do that, on when they have races scheduled that you can go watch, weather reports, directions to the track and back, whatever you need to plan a great day out at the track at Great Lakes Dragway. It's all up there at greatlakesdragway.com. Here's Here's what you have to pick from in this evening's Great Lakes Dragaway Pick a Lane, though. Right lane, what are your expectations for DiVincenzo? Left lane, should the Brewers be grooming Corbin Burns to come out of the pen? And are you as worried about the bullpen as it seems my good buddy Steve Sparky Pfeiffer is? And the return lane, do draft leaks ruin the draft for you? 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Spark Dog, what are your expectations for DiVincenzo?
I think this first year, you know, 20 minutes a night, 10 points a game, something like that. And then as far as career goes, he'll probably average, I would imagine, somewhere 14 points a game off the bench for somebody. Maybe he ends up as a starter somewhere. Like Ryan Fannin, the play-by-play guy, started talking about him possibly being a star. I don't see that. I see a nice, you know, traditional role player that fills a hole, fills a need for you. Maybe he does become a star, and that would be great for the Bucks if he did. But I see more of a role player. That's how I see with him, and a guy that brings some leadership and, like I said, some swag to that role. And I think this team definitely lacks that confidence that they need from time to time throughout. This is a guy that's won a championship in college and played at a high level in big games. So from that perspective, I love the pick. I thought it was a good pick, and we'll see what he does going forward.
What's your comp for him?
I said,
who's your guy?
Gary Wolfel said Rex Chapman. And again, listen to what I'm saying. Poor man's Manny Ginobili. That's kind of how I see him. Poor man's Manny Ginobili at the next level. Not that he's a Hall of Famer, because he's not going to be a Hall of Famer, I don't think. We'll see. But yeah, I think he can be a solid contributor for this team. I like the pick.
I know this sounds kind of crazy. Some of the things that I've seen him do in the highlight films and the little bit that I saw of him in the tournament, he does a lot of the same stuff. Now, maybe I should preface it with the same way that you prefaced it, which is to say, he's maybe the poor man's version of a healthy Jabari Parker. I see a lot of the same stuff in their games in terms of their style of play. They can shoot the three, and they can get you with that little pump fake at the three-point line and get around you and take it to the hoop and attack defenders under the hoop. They both have a good vert. They both are aggressive and assertive in the way that they play. So here, some of the things that he does, and I know they play different positions, but I think basketball is sort of positionless in 2018 anyways. Some of the things that he does remind me of Jabari Parker. The other comp that I saw that I kind of liked, and this guy kind of is a poor man's healthy Jabari Parker, what we think Jabari could be if he was healthy, is Tim Hardaway Jr. of the New York Knicks.
I don't mind that comparison. Roscoe just texted me and said, high-end Klay Thompson. We've had a couple people say that. I just don't know if he's Klay Thompson. Low-end Gerald Green. I don't see the Gerald Green comparison necessarily, because Gerald Green, when he came in the league, he was raw and couldn't do anything. If we're talking Gerald Green now out of the league and trying to fight his way back in and not really that great of a player, yeah, I guess somewhere along those lines. I just don't think they're similar necessarily, for me at least.
So that's the right lane. What are your expectations for DiVincenzo, the Bucks first round pick? 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Moving to the left lane, the Brewers apparently are grooming Corbin Burns, their number one prospect and pitcher, to come out of the bullpen because they think he'll be major league ready this season, but they think that his best place to help them win baseball games is in the bullpen. To me, Sparky, the bullpen is still, despite some setbacks, the strength of this team. There are two areas where I think they could use an upgrade before the playoffs come around, and that's in the lineup. They could use another bat and somebody who could produce some more runs, and in the starting rotation. I think they could use another big arm. Why not groom Corbin Burns to be that big arm? If he's going to be major league ready, then bring him up to the major leagues and add him to that rotation where you could use another dominant guy.
With you. 100% with you. I mean, I get that they need another bullpen arm. So we're watching guys fall around them that aren't either living up to expectations or getting tired or now are on the DL. They need help in the bullpen. I get it. But Corbin Burns throws, from what people were tweeting at me earlier in the show, throws four quality pitches. If that's the case, then he should be in the rotation. And if you want to leave Peralta in there, fine. Then leave Peralta in there too and let them both stay in there and take somebody else and put them in the bullpen. I guess I just don't quite understand it. And we had Adam McKelvey on earlier, and his point was, well, just kind of unlucky, I guess, for Corbin Burns that Peralta was scheduled to pitch that one time they needed a pitcher. So he was the one that got called up over Burns because it wasn't Burns' turn to pitch. Peralta pitched well, so now he's in the rotation and Burns isn't by happenstance, which is crazy because based on everything we've seen out of Peralta, he throws a good fastball, right? Two-seam, four-seam, whatever he's throwing. but he doesn't throw much of anything else for strikes and tends to walk guys. I don't understand. If that's the case, that's just like what Josh Hader was. Same thing. And you put him in the bullpen, and he's a dominant guy because he doesn't have to face guys two, three times through the order. That's why he's as good as he is. Part of the reason. If he gets that third or fourth pitch, third and fourth pitch at some point, Hader, then he goes into the rotation, and we see what he can do there. But until then, he's in the bullpen as one of the more dominant relievers in baseball. I think Peralta could be very similar to that if they put him in the bullpen. But obviously they're not now going to, because he's had success at a starter at the major league level, so now they're going to leave him. I think they're making a mistake, but we'll see.
So that's the left lane. Should they be grooming Burns to come out of the bullpen? 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 1057FM The Fan. And moving to the return lane, Sparky keeps on having drafts ruined for him by guys like Adrian Wojnarowski, who was instructed by his bosses at ESPN to not leak any draft picks. So last night, he used the following terms. Rather than saying so-and-so is going to pick so-and-so, he used locked in on, focused on, zeroing in on, prefers, has been focused on, targeting, cleared the way to choose, locked on, determined to select, fixated on, and zeroed in on. Instead of saying that they were going to pick player X, he used all those similes that I just listed off there, and that wasn't good enough for Steve Sparky Fifer. He didn't cover his tracks enough for Steve Sparky Fifer and not to ruin his draft night.
The arrogance is just remarkable to me.
I love
that. You didn't only have him, you had Giovanni doing the same thing, who now also is attached to ESPN, the guy that started Draft Express, which is a great draft website. And I knew him back when nobody else knew him. But that to me, or for me, that's just, it does, to me at least, that just ruins everything. And then on top of it, it ruined the Bucks and Atlanta trade. Because again, the Atlanta general manager came out today and said they had a deal pretty much in place with the Bucks. And then right before they saw that who the Bucks were going to take, that's not who they wanted. They knew the team in front of them wasn't going to take their guy. So they backed out. Wolfel said that he had heard that they had a deal in place, 19 and 30 for 17. That was pretty much a done deal, and then they backed out. So the Bucks could have had two first-round picks instead of one, got the guy they wanted out of Villanova anyhow, and added another player. But no, we have to be smartest guy in the room and tell everybody. So in case people didn't think we knew how to do our job, now they'll know that we know how to do our job because we told them 2 minutes before TV told them. That'll show them. Brilliant. No, I absolutely hate it. When I do the draft show, I ban everybody table for having
and Sparky,
it. I absolutely hate it.
I respect that decision because of a lot of the people who are listening to you want the same experience that you want. But that's your decision as an entertainer, as a radio host here on this station.
Right, and that would
to
be
do
my
that.
Decision
but,
if I was the NBA and ESPN. It would be the same decision, Rami. As an entertainment
you can't infringe on the free press.
I'm trying. Yes, I can because it's my league.
I mean,
I can do whatever you want.
They can tell people not to talk to Adrian Wojnarowski. They're allowed to do that. But once he gets that info, he's fully within his rights to put it out there to us, the consumers.
And I'm fully my rights as commissioner of a private league to say you're done.
Terms of what?
If the Bucks want to cancel somebody's credentials over something, they can.
Canceling his credentials would accomplish nothing.
No, I'm just telling you.
Go ahead. Cancel Adrian Wojnarowski's credentials.
Robbie,
you accomplish nothing.
Robbie, that's not what I'm saying. I'm making a point.
Mm-hmm.
The Bucks can cancel anybody's credentials they want. They can go, Robbie, we don't like what you said on the air. You're done. More media credentials.
And that would accomplish nothing.
Okay, but what? Guess what? They can. Want to know why? Because it's a private league and they can do whatever they want. Does not matter. That's their choice. So the NBA, if they want to take a hardline stance on this, they can. At the end of the day, they can do whatever they want. Plain and simple. End of story. And the Players Association will not care about it at all because we're talking about one night out of the year. They really don't care. They just want their players announced and their players to get their contracts. That's it. So the only person that would be mad would be the media member because he doesn't get to pound on his chest before TV has it and tell everybody how great he is. Stupid. Are you looking for a new career? Would you like to be a part of a Christian-based family-run company? A company that's been in business over 27 years. How about a company that's been listed on Inc. Magazine as one of America's fastest-growing companies 7 out of 8 years? Well, you're in luck. Young Express, the company we talk about so much, is growing. Now, this is not looking for successful transporters of expedited freight where you get to be your own boss and all that stuff. Nope, this is totally different. Young Express is going to be your boss. You're going to be an employee of Young Express in this line of work. They need straight truck drivers. So if you are one of those people listening that are a straight truck driver and you're looking for a new gig, this is it. You must have a minimum of 1 year continuous straight truck or tractor trailer driving experience, preferred logbook experience. All dock-to-dock driving, no home deliveries. You get your own truck, no truck jumping, though. Starting pay based on experience, 40 to 55 hours consistently a week, Monday through Friday with occasional weekend work. You get health insurance, 401k with company match, always critical. Vacation days and personal days. Apply today at youngexpress.com. That's J-U-N-G-Express.com. J-U-N-G-Express.com. John Young, great guy to work for. You'll love him. John Young. Young Express. Success drives him.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.